Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about AMD launching a competitive chip to NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. Will they be able to overtake NVIDIA this year or next? So obviously, NVIDIA has led the race, especially this year, when it comes to chips. So AMD is, you know, probably their second number runner up in the thing. So yeah, let's talk about the new product and will they be able to take the crown from NVIDIA?
I don't know if they'll be able to take the crown per se, but it was necessary for them to have a competitive offering. We've seen this in with ChatGPT. Then Google Bard came out. Google Bard probably won't surpass ChatGPT, but you have to at least have an offering. AMD chips are amazing, especially on a gaming side. I love NVIDIA. I've been using their chips for like maybe 3 or 4 years. But their CEO I love, though. That's why I said, like, when she was like starting to sell off some of her shares, I wasn't concerned. But if she steps down, I'll get concerned then about AMD. But they had to put out a competitive product to at least keep the valuation high enough and also for this hyper growth to happen in the stock as well. So I think it was well timed, well played. And they've been battling for a while, for a few years. Like, AMD was in the lead in terms of perception. And then NVIDIA just ramped everything up. So there's been a great jousting match between NVIDIA's CEO and AMD's. I think it was well played. They'll be the number two player in the space for a while, but it was definitely needed. So like an Intel or TSM didn't put out a product and it would be in a second place. So it was well played.
Yeah, I think they're number two and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be number two, especially when we talk about being one or two in your sector. And this is like a subsector when we talk about semiconductors. But like you said, I think the most important thing is that they didn't rush.
Yep.
So when we talk about timing, ChatGPT becomes a real conversation. February, March, we start to see NVIDIA start to pick up. Obviously, it's had a crazy year. Yep. They didn't rush, right? This wasn't.
They took their time.
They took their time. It wasn't like what Microsoft says, hey, we're investing in OpenAI, and Google says, all right, well, here comes our version.
Yeah.
And it was rushed, and it was mistakes, and now you got to go back to the drawing board and see how we can correct Bart. It's okay to be number two. Will they pass him this year? No. What it does do is now it's like, okay, if these are the clear-cut favorites, who else can be a part of this conversation now?
Yeah.
And so you start looking at, and we talked about this AI as a company. If you even look at Oracle.
Oracle's had a hell of a push. I was surprised at their earnings. Yeah, they...
If you look at Oracle, this is like, and we talk about these just stalwart companies that have been here for a while. Larry Ellison, one of the wealthiest people in the world.
One of the best CEOs.
The company just has quietly, when we're talking about software enterprise, has quietly gone on a run. 50% up this year. And it's because they're figuring out how to incorporate AI inside of what they're doing already.
Yeah.
And so AMD, NVIDIA, clear-cut favorites. But especially for people who are listening and watching, look at the companies who have been around for a while.
Intel.
We're trying to figure out how we incorporate this because we already know they have the capital and they have the longevity.
They have the infrastructure already.
And the infrastructure is there. We talked about IBM. We were in Toronto. Like, be on look. These companies are going to figure out a way because they have the enterprise from a software standpoint. The clientele is there. Infrastructure is there.
Infrastructure is capital is there. So it fits cloud computing well.
Exactly.
It was well played. And I think we should kill like a little index of like companies that are quietly executing. Because even AMD went from what, 60 to, I think now it's at 120.
It got down. Yeah, it was at $67.
That's like, that was a steal at the time. Now it'll be at 120, probably end the year around 135 or so. But the companies that are being really quiet, those are the ones you need to keep your eyes on. The ones that are making announcements all the time or ended up in like the Reddit forums as the next hot thing, they usually don't make it. But Oracle surprised me.
Like, yeah.
They're starting to compete with Microsoft on the Azure side a little bit more. So that is a dark horse in that AS space for sure.
I mean, it's never okay to be number two.
Talk that talk. Tell us why.
No. For them. Well, of course, you want to be number one, but I'm talking about, right? If we're talking about the top two companies in the world and we're talking about.
Top two
and not two? Is it okay that you're Microsoft and Apple's number one?
No, it's not okay. Like I said, it's are you going to kill yourself? No. Are you going to, like, you know, dismantle your company? No. But don't think for a minute, like, business is more competitive than anything in the world. So don't think for a minute that any company is satisfied with being number two. And if they are, then their CEO should be fired.
Intel.
Now, there has to be a number two, okay, right? Yeah. It's just everybody can't be number one. But I just want the entrepreneurs that's listening to understand that should never be okay with being number two. Now, you might be number two.
Right.
And you tried your hardest. And that's all you can be is number two. But you shouldn't be satisfied with just being number two.
Correct. So again, and just so we're clear, I'm not saying entrepreneurs. That's different, right? I'm talking about these mega cap enterprises. So when I'm looking at a Microsoft, and let's just talk about AMD and NVIDIA, right?
Yeah.
Here's what you risk, right? When you are the number two in the space, not saying that you should not strive to be number one, right? That should be the goal. But what you risk is making a crucial mistake that now takes you out of that position, right? And so you try to make something and you rush. That's why I said timing is so important, because they took their time. It took 3 months. They might have been working on a product before they said, all right, here it is to the public. What could happen is that they put something out, they rush it, it goes bad. Now, forget number, you're not even in the top two in the sector. You might fall out of the top five in the sector, right? So when we're talking about number, if you're in the top two, that means that you could be number one.
Your safety,
right. You've elevated yourself from the rest of the pack.
At the highest levels of the world, they're not happy with being number two. It doesn't matter if you're a local entrepreneur or China, who's number two, who's wants to be number one.
Arguably. Arguably.
I, like I read Steve Jobs' book. I understand how he felt about Microsoft. He was very vocal about Microsoft. So don't ever think that just because a company is a trillion-dollar company or somebody's a billionaire, that they're comfortable. Like at the highest level, they fighting harder than anybody.
Yeah.
To become number one.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be number one.
And AMD was a darling for such a long time. 2018, I think their stock was at $27. And they were the darling tech stock to invest in, and now NVIDIA passed them. They're going to jockey back. Same way with Kobe and LeBron.
Right. They've been in the peak position before.
Yeah.
Right.
And they want to get back there.
Or they could be Intel.
AMD had never been.
No, what I'm saying is, right? You make that mistake.
Oh, yeah. Intel got so comfortable. And there's a whole bunch of those companies that had just historically gotten comfortable with their gains, going back to the complacency thing. Because, like, if you start to slide down that leaderboard, people end up passing you up, and you can't always get that fire back from the retail side or the hedge fund side to want. And also, if the products aren't good, like, have any of us in here used an Intel product the last 5 years? Silencio. These are my thoughts, my views. So
that's why... EYL Market Mondays number one.
Numero uno.
And that's difficult.
If I've made you money, please put yes in chat.
And that's difficult to handle. Yes. And I'm sure a lot of people want this spot, but their work is stepped on.
But they've got to be okay with being number two.
They got to be okay. Right?
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You just made my point.
Hey, Mike, what you think?
And I'm not saying they shouldn't strive to be number one. But some shit is just—it is what it is.
All information is not credit equal. Listen, get rich off your own information first before everybody try and go teach.
That's a fact. How about that?
Yes. Let's
try that one.
You want to slide to an argument of one and two?
He just been sliding for 20 minutes.
Sliding, man.
Von Bilal over here.
Chi-Chi slide.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.